good morning and a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to honor and celebrate
it. It's Why We Love Today.
I love it.
He's on it.
With gusto.
Mm-hmm.
Wee wee. It is the fourth day of the second month of 2026. 35 in, 3:30 left to go. 10-day warning until Valentine's Day. It is rapidly approaching. Next Saturday. It's on a Saturday, which makes things easier, but also makes things a lot more difficult.
Yeah, if you haven't made your reservations yet.
Nope.
You may just want to plan a really nice night in. So romantic.
I mean, we're already married. What is she going to do?
That's a lovely answer.
13 days till Mardi Gras. Today, otherwise known as World Cancer Day, it is National Homemade Soup Day.
Mm.
Did that last night.
I'm doing that tonight. Got all the ingredients. We're ready to go.
Soup, when you just don't care.
All right.
That's right. That's what we do. National Stuffed Mushroom Day.
You know, they got to be right. Oh. They have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a very special recipe.
Ooh.
Mm.
Really?
Maybe I'll bring them in for your birthday.
For breakfast?
I don't know.
Okay. It is Thank a Mail Carrier Day.
Mahalo.
It is USO Day. Zombie Pride Day.
Does it come with Daryl Dixon?
And Facebook Friends Day.
Hey, bestie. I've never met and never will meet.
Oh.
Isn't that wonderful? On this date in history, things happen, such as 1789. George Washington is unanimously elected as the first president of the United States by the Electoral College.
Go, George. Look at you.
On this date in 1824, galoshes were first sold.
Are those the ones that go over your feet?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Okay.
We don't really do that down here. We just put boots on. On this date, 1938, Walt Disney released Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. 1941, it's USO Day because the greatness of the USO was created.
Fun.
They are greatness. 1957, the first electric portable typewriter goes on sale in Syracuse, New York.
Do you remember the old electric typewriters? And if you punched the wrong letter, you'd have to take out the cartridge and then put in the erase cartridge and then type it over again.
Yeah. This is why we didn't write anything until Microsoft Word was invented. On this date, 1966, the Who play their first show. The Who. They play their first show.
In the Watt Arena?
What?
What?
Arena.
Okay.
Who?
Huh?
No. Who?
Huh?
Okay. Thank you, Herschel.
Who? All right. 1974, it was Patty Hearst kidnapped by the people that did that.
Symbiandese Liberation Army.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. That was a weird story.
It's a weird story going on right now with Savannah Guthrie and her mom. We'll see if we can dive
terrifying
into that coming up on the latest. 1977, Fleetwood Mac comes out with Rumors. Bee Gees, Staying Alive hits number one. 1983, we lose the great Karen Carpenter. And in 2004, we get Facebook. Happy birthday, Facebook. It was founded by Mark Zuckerberg.
Hey, Zuck. Hi,
evidently,
Zuck.
It was just laying there the whole time. It is the grand birthday, a friend of the show and station. Clint Black is 64 today. That's a good right there.
Do you think he'll pop up outside and play a show?
You never know.
Is his birthday?
You never know. Clint Black. Okay. Turn up your volume. We got this. Gavin DeGraw is 49 today.
He was Britney Spears' rehab boyfriend. They had a thing going on when they were both trying to dry out back in the day.
Well, that's his claim to fame, huh? Natalie Imbruglia is 51 today. I wonder if she's still on the floor.
She's torn.
Oscar De La Hoya is 53 today, boxer. LT Lawrence Taylor, 67. And Alice Cooper is 78 today.
He's coming to town. Still touring at 78.
He could pop up, too. Never mind.
I hope so.
Good morning,
everybody.
Wake
up with you, Texas.